Okay, so starting off with the law, we of course start with the Americans with Disabilities Act, which was amended in 2008 with the Amendments Act and the regulations published in the Code of Federal Regulations and EEOC guidance. But the basic point, of course, we know that the general rule of the ADA is no covered entity shall discriminate against a qualified individual on the basis of disability in regard to job application procedures, hiring, advancement, or discharge of employees, employee compensation, job training, and other terms, conditions, and privileges of employment. So we're going to go through today and break all of that down for you. The Amendments Act marked a significant shift in the focus of the ADA in that Congress specifically was acting to overturn some cases that they felt limited the application of the ADA to too small of a pool of employees or applicants. The focus for establishing coverage is now on how a person has been treated because of a physical or mental impairment, rather than on what the employer may have believed about the nature of the person's impairment. And it's also shifted from whether an employee is protected to what an employer is doing to comply with the law. So as someone who represents classroom teachers and others who are dealing directly with students, from my point of view, this is great because it broadened who was receiving protection under the ADA, and we're going to see how significant that expansion was. The three prongs of the definition of a disability, of course, are an actual disability, which is a physical or mental impairment substantially limiting one or more major life activity. Record of the physical or mental impairment that substantially limited a major life activity and regarded as. As you know, with the first two prongs, actual disability and record of, an employee is entitled to reasonable accommodation in order to fulfill the essential duties of their job, but regarded as is not.